Okay, guys, welcome along. As usual, hybrid events. We're going to go with questions in the room first, and then we'll go to our virtual reporters. So please, hands in the air, and we'll go to Matty with each question. Robin, off you go.
Matthew and Ernie, well, it's good that you're home. I don't know how you felt. You're home, but yet you've got to play maybe in front of your family, but yet the team's not doing so well. But how did you feel tonight went?
Yeah, I mean, there's mixed emotions always. I think there's a bit of nostalgia for me being a York University alumni as well, and having taken this field for York University and having the honor and the privilege to play for both Halifax and coming here as an away crowd. I've done that before, so a little bit of experience under my belt. And also, you know, due to the pandemic, I never got a chance to make this my home field. But nonetheless, I think we've played York a bunch of times now. We know what they're about. And just managing those emotions for the first 5 minutes or so. But once the ball comes to you and the first roll of the ball is played and you make that first pass, you make that first tackle, it's business as usual.
It was sort of spooky that they've just taken the billboard down and had you, Telfer, and others as alumni of the team. It just happened last week. They just took it down and put up something about building soon or something. And, you know, just that you were here. So.
Yeah, it's always special to come home and play, for sure. Obviously, as you mentioned, the team is struggling right now, and you know, we take full responsibility as players. I'm sure the organization wants a winning product, and they encourage us to be brave on the ball. And you know, from a technical standpoint, from the way that I see things, is that they put us under a little bit of pressure today, and Mista always lets us know that we have full freedom and courage, and he gives us the, you know, the confidence to be brave on the ball. And I think that's where perhaps we lack today. Maybe we could have managed the game a little bit better, especially being away from home. And ultimately, we came up short in critical moments, which has kind of been the story of the season so far.
Thank you. Nick McGregor, Grounder Sports. You guys came in, as you said, struggling a little bit, and this team at York has picked up points in 9 of the last 10 games. Did you guys have a game plan that you went into the game with, knowing that they've been picking up points in pretty much every match so far?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is we always have a game plan for every opponent, especially playing them 2-3 times before. Knowing, again, coming away from home is a different match than when we play at TD Place, and also knowing our recent struggles and where we can have success and where we can control what we can control. And the truth is, I thought we executed that in the first half very well. We were very compact defensively. We gave up few chances, and the ones we did were towards the sides of the net and made it very predictable for our goalkeeper. But again, like I said, it's those critical moments in the game that I think we're coming up short, and they seem to be compiling. And when we do make that mistake, it ends up in the back of our net. And if you look at the score, and if you look at the, you know, the result on the field, and you just look at the box score, you might not know that, you know, we had 4 clear-cut chances to score. And if those balls go in and we take a 1-0 lead, we know in football that the game changes drastically. So we talk about moments in football, especially at this level, and I think we're coming up just short in all of those moments. And the game plan is always the same. The game plan is our identity as Atletico Ottawa, and we're unwavering with that. And to be honest, I can't fault the team for most of the performances since I've signed with the club. I think we've possessed the ball well, and we've executed the game plan as such, and we've worked on it in training. And we're, again, those critical moments were coming up short, and it's showing on at the end of the game with the results.
And on top of that, you mentioned the coming up short. How do you guys talk with each other after those moments to try to build that momentum back and try to keep the confidence moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's really important to not let a narrative, you know, seep into the locker room and let it be a, oh, here we go again type of thing, right? I think understanding that this is a process, and understanding that this is something that to build an identity and to build consistency, you need to do it every single day, regardless of product and regardless of results. And that's a very difficult thing to do, and manage emotions in that scenario when you're playing professional football and jobs are at stake, and results are, you know, jobs are based on results, excuse me. And but continuing the course and being you know, allowing each other and picking each other up when the narrative does seep into one another, and picking each other up to sort of nip it in the bud and not let that be the storyline of this season, and allow each moment to take its course without the bias bleeding in from the last moment or the last match where things have gone wrong. So, like I said, eliminating that here we go again type of mentality is how you deal with slumps like this. And ultimately, I combat it, in my opinion, with positivity and controlling what you can control at the end of the day. And football, the ball is round, and it's going to bounce in many different ways. And again, we pick ourselves up as a team, and we say at Atletico Ottawa that we're a family. And through the, of course, the wins and the losses, we try to stay together. And I think that's the best way that we can do that.
Luke Ramirez, Toronto Observer here. You were talking about moments for the team. You've been having also a tight schedule because of the amount of things you've been playing. Now you have a bit of a longer break before your next game. So do you think it's a good time for the team to be able to change that narrative, to build up another atmosphere in the local room, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we've had quite a few games in the last month or so. But again, if we take... You know, 2 weeks ago, we had a week between matches, which in normal world football is a normal schedule. But for the CPL, that's a extended break, let's call it. But again, you know, getting back to the things in training, getting back to the things that we've worked on. And then ultimately, there's only so much that Misa and the staff can do. He can't come out on the field with us, right? And it's up to us to execute that game plan. It's up to us to get repetitions in training and then take those repetitions and translate them to the field. And ultimately, from an emotional standpoint, is how we can, again, find the present moment, in my opinion. Find the game and take this game and not allow what happened in last game to bleed into the narrative of this game. And as we know, the narratives are very different. Sometimes we concede early, sometimes we concede in the second half, sometimes we concede late winners, like the game versus Halifax. The narrative is always changing, but again, not allowing yourself to get complacent and just be content with competing, but really going for it and really allowing those spells of possession to translate into goals. Because if we're just okay with putting a team on the field and competing and losing 2-0, then I don't think there's any growth to be had there. And I think as a group, we need to emotionally regulate. We need to understand that if a goal goes in, this is part of football. This is football. You're going to concede first. You're going to concede second. You're going to concede late winners. But ultimately finding that presence of mind to pick the game up and almost business as usual despite the scoreline is the best way that you can pick yourself up from these mistakes.
Any further questions for Maddie in the room before we turn it over to our virtual reporters? Great. Nate, you want to check in with the first questions?
So Benedict, you've got your hand up there, so you're up first.
Thank you. Matthew, York's a very counter-attacking side. Just wondering how you plan for that and how you play executed that plan.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought we've done that pretty well. I think where we did get broken down was not on the transition, so mission accomplished from our perspective when it comes to limiting the transition. I think we got hit a few times, especially being a team that wants to get on the ball and dominate the ball. I think, you know, Misa prepared us well for, you know, preventative defending in the sense that we're gonna stay tight to their outlet pass, which is what they do. And to be honest, allowing, you know, from their perspective, allowing a lot of players to hang back rather than jump back into their shape and sort of gamble with numbers down defending was something that we identified, and I think we sniffed it out well. Center backs being very aggressive, like I said, on the outlet pass, which would be to the target. I think that went really well, and that was something that we highlighted. But ultimately, like I said, in moments where we did have our blocks of four and we were in a low block or a medium block defending, individual battles were lost, and the ball ends up in the back of your net twice. And over, you know, if I can count on one hand the amount of chances, but I can assure you that we had more chances at the other end. So, again, it's moments in the game, but I don't know... I don't know. I'd have to check it back, but I think we've done our job aside from, again, executing in those moments and on both defending and attacking.
Thank you.
Matt, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys. Good to see everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Matt. Ottawa need to get back to their home as soon as possible, so we'd like to keep this as brief as we can with Misa, who's very kindly given us time. Questions in the room first, and then we'll go virtually, please.
I guess just what did you think of the game? You held them in the first half, and then they scored in the second half, and didn't pull away because you caught up to them before, but not tonight.
I think the difference tonight between Jordan and us is they scored two goals and they couldn't. And this is, I think, is the, because in the first 45 minutes everything is very very equal, because both teams have possession, we had many chances, but the second half the goal decided the game, because I think we had, I don't know if 5 or 6 very clear chances to score, but we couldn't, and your have 2 and they score, and for me this is the reality for tonight.
What lessons do you take from this defeat into the next game
against the problem is we have a lot of gain exactly the same. We don't have the feeling we are worse than the other team, but for I don't know what reason we lose and we can't score, and this is our real problem, because we create a lot of chances to score. We are very offensive, we defend more or less right, but when we made a mistake, this is a goal for the other team, and we need to do a lot to score. And this is our reality, and we need to continue working in the same line.
Can you ever win a match before the league ends?
So,
can you ever win a match before the league comes on in?
I don't know. if I won a match like tonight, can you repeat the?
Before the league comes to an end. Would your team be able to win a game from the way?
I hope so. We're working every day for this reason. The reality is we play very well and we create. We are very offensive and we have a very good rhythm with the ball. But it's very frustrating for us. Can win the game because we are not ready in the other goal. And this is our problem, but it is the problem in general for the Atletico Aragua now, and we need to continue to avoid it in the future.
Hi, Coach. As you say, it's very frustrating what's going on with the team. So how do you handle the locker room after having games that constantly repeat themselves in the narrative?
I talk very clear with my player, and I'm proud of my team, because I know we are in a different situation like the other, because this is our first year and everything is new for us. But I think we deserve a little bit more. And the lucky or God, I don't know who, are close to us today or especially this month. But we are professional. Like we need to superate this situation, working, and I try to transmit my player a good feeling every day, because the only way we know is working more.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to the Zoom portion of the press conference now. Thank you.
Okay. And Benedict, if you could, just the one question.
Yeah, sure. Mr. York's a very very counter-attacking team. I was wondering how you prepared for that, and also how you thought your team executed the plan to block them defensively.
We defend very well the first part, because we know they have maybe the better counter-attack in the league, and they have a very faster guys, and they have a lot of quality in the last third, and we know. But we are in a situation we can make any mistake, because we pay a very expensive price now, and this is what happened. The first shoot in the goal in the second half is goal, and the second is another goal, and we try like always, but we can score.
Thank you guys. Thank you to Mister for his time.
Okay.
Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
Very much.
See you soon.
Thank you. Gracias. Appreciate it. The great Isaiah Johnson.